Governor Tony Evers announced Thursday that Wisconsin public schools will soon get $110 million to spend as they see fit. It equates to about $130 per student, which Evers says will help make up for what the Republican-crafted state budget lacks. As WUWM education reporter Emily Files explains, schools may be getting more one-time funding, but they face a potential fiscal cliff when it runs out.
The $110 million Evers is directing to schools comes from the CARES Act, one of the federal pandemic relief bills. Evers initially announced the funding in July when he signed the Republican-authored biennial state budget, which includes no increase to school revenue limits. Revenue limits determine the majority of school district budgets by dictating how much they can spend in property taxes and general state aid.
Just as I said when I signed it, the last budget wasn't good enough for our kids, especially in light of the ongoing pandemic and the supports that we know our kids need now more than ever. Republicans could and should have done more.
Republican lawmakers justified their education budget by pointing out that schools were getting a windfall of federal pandemic money, more than $2 billion. But that money, along with the $110 million from Evers, is temporary. It leaves schools in a tricky situation where they have significant one-time money, but basically flat funding for ongoing expenses like staff salaries. One school finance director dealing with that challenge is Blaise Paul of the South Milwaukee School District, which is set to receive about $380,000 from the Evers allotment.
You know, it's one of those things, I'm grateful for it, because it is something that we will find a really good use for it. My issue with it is I will fight hard not to use this funding for ongoing costs, because again, it sets us up for a very bad fiscal situation a year, 2 years down the road.
Paul says one-time expenses South Milwaukee is looking at include HVAC improvements and tutoring. But he says what's really needed is funding to attract and retain staff.
We have numerous positions that we can't even fill right now. So we'll probably utilize this funding in ways that can retain and attract, but also be one-time in nature.
During the Thursday press conference, Evers suggested that schools could use the new $110 million for both one-time and ongoing costs. Evers made the announcement at Milwaukee's North Division High School. MPS is set to receive $9.6 million from the special funding. Superintendent Keith Posley responded to a question about whether he would direct the money toward ongoing costs like staffing or one-time expenses.
Both ways, because we would want to hire staff as well. If you take an example of contact tracing. So right now, we have a need for contact tracers, for individuals to do contact tracing, the way we look at contact tracing. But after, beyond the pandemic, we may not have that need. So therefore, that could happen, as well as tutoring services, one-on-one type of tutoring.
MPS is already getting more than $700 million in federal pandemic aid. The district has budgeted that money over the next 3 years for things like school renovations, textbooks, technology, and teacher training. School boards could use the $110 million from Evers in this school year or beyond. A spokesperson for the governor said districts will get checks within about a week. Emily Files, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.